Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't, and where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in and listening. We've got kind of an interesting mix tonight. Hi, Larry. How's it going?
Hello, Stuart. Kind of turning cold here. Supposed to be in the 20s next couple of evenings.
Yeah, I think it even could go down to like 10 or 0 tonight up here. It's really, really cold. It was 22 at about 4 o'clock. So I don't know what it is right now. There's a lot going on. I wanted to want to start this out with something that the Bible talks about. And we're going to get into it tonight with the Mona Lisa, the crashed Apollo 20 findings of a crashed, I guess you could call it an elongated, very huge, absolutely huge spaceship on the moon. And actually, I think it's been portrayed in some movies as well. And Transformers, of all things, was one of those movies which portrayed an arrival of a huge craft on the moon. They're trying to tell us something, and we need to really be paying attention because all of this is tied to the delusion. It's called the strong delusion in the Bible. In fact, the Bible's the only one that warns you that there is coming upon the world, it's already here, a huge, huge delusion. And that mankind, by and large, probably 90-95% of the human race is going to buy into this delusion. And when you really start digging into it, I'm not sure that they can withstand it once it starts. Anyway, there are actually two strong delusions, and I'm going to get into both of those a little bit. And Larry, chime in anywhere you want. Strong delusion for the world is the arrival of so-called aliens. All of the things that people are finding on the moon, on Mars. I did a whole thing on Alternative 3, a whole documentary on it. In fact, as a matter of fact, when I tried to post that on our YouTube, Angel Fall 923, they rejected it immediately and said it could not be seen anywhere in the world. And It was a thorough documentary on all of this stuff. Anyway, there is a strong delusion for the world, and the apex of this is, of course, the evolution conspiracy, because the Bible does not teach evolution. Never did. That's something man makes up because he can't understand how the Lord worked through DNA for adaptability of species, and when they reach the end of that adaptability, they have die-offs, which is what we're experiencing all over the world now. Whole species are dying off because things are changing in the environment, and they can't adapt to it, so they die off. The whole concept is that we were seeded here by aliens, and we're evolving upwards with their help, of course, towards godhood status. Now, the Bible says just the opposite. The Bible says that we were created in the image of God, and that we lost that. We totally lost it. We fell. And a lot of people don't even understand what the fall is. It's very, very simple. If you have the knowledge of good, and you know the difference between right and wrong, good or evil, and you can compare the two concepts, and Jesus called it kind of like the golden rule. which mankind, of course, has perverted into he who has the gold rules. But that's not what the Lord meant when he said it. The golden rule is basically, if you wouldn't want it done to you, don't do it to others. Bringing it down. But anyway, if you know the difference between right and wrong, you are a fallen creature. That's how you know whether you're fallen or not. Granted, the Larry, I'm sure, is a police officer, seen many a seared conscience and many a crook that has no conscience. They don't really care what they do. Am I overstating that, Larry?
Oh, no, you're not overstating it at all. That's very, very true. It's like they have no conscience, actually. And what I was thinking is you was talking about mankind being seated. Prometheus, the movie Prometheus, is a perfect example of what they promote.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, we were seated here, and they're overlooking our evolving upwards to godhood status, and we'll be soon joined the universe, and we'll be out running around the cosmos, of course, with their high technology, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But here's what the Bible says about it. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan. Now, that's an arrival. With all power and signs and lying wonders and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness and them that perish because they received not the love of the truth. Doesn't say love for the truth. That's a prerequisite. It says love of the truth that they might be saved. And for this cause, because they didn't do what the Lord told them to do, God will send them a strong delusion that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. This is one of the most loaded, frightening verses of Scripture that you can ever run across. In fact, I was on a program out in California with one guy, very well known, and we got into what Jesus said in Matthew chapter 7, and he said, I don't want to go into that. I don't want to talk about it. It's too scary. Well, you better talk about it, and you better dive into it. Okay, so there is a strong delusion. That's for the world. The strong delusion for the church is different, although it entails the same thing in some ways. It's false salvation. Because thou sayest, I am rich, and increase with goods, and have need of nothing, and knowest not. That's a deception, folks, that thou art wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked. I counsel thee to buy of me gold, tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness does not appear, and anoint thine eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see. As many as I love, I rebuke and I chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. There's that real nasty word, repent. Anyway, verse 21. This is Revelation chapter 3. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am sat down with my Father in his throne. Now, in the book of Revelation, in the first three chapters, there's seven churches. Seven times, each time he addresses a church, he uses the very same word, overcomer. I advise everybody, look it up and see what it says and what it means. Anyway, so there are two delusions operating side by side. Now, somebody sent me an email. This is kind of funny. Larry and I have talked about it prior to the show. Anyway, he says, thank you for preaching the truth. I am wondering if all this insanity, he's speaking about what's going on politically, basically all over the world, actually, is the madness spoken of in Deuteronomy chapter 28, curses. The Lord shall smite thee with madness and blindness and astonishment of heart. Remember what the Lord had to say about the blind? You're blind and you don't even know you're blind? Blindness, astonishment of heart. Now here's what he pointed out. Madness is Strong's number 7697. It means craziness. The root is 7696, meaning to rave through insanity. What is the left doing right now? Would you classify that, Larry, as a possible raving?
Well, I actually would, and that's why I say the Torah code dovetails into what you're talking about with Barry Rothman's insanity virus that humankind contracted.
It's kind of like a disease, I guess. Here's the rest of it. Though thou shalt grope at midday, and the blind gropeth in the darkness, thou shalt not prosper in thy ways. Thou shalt be only oppressed and spoiled evermore, and no man shall save thee. Deuteronomy 28:29. Now, if you read in Deuteronomy a little further, you'll find out that the oppressors are the rich men of the earth. They're the ones who set up this global system. In the United States, it's the Federal Reserve System. You've even heard Donald Trump talking about them. He doesn't like what they're doing. Well, of course he doesn't. Donald is a trafficker. He's a businessman. What they're doing is wrong. However, the Federal Reserve answers to the International Monetary Fund. This is all run by the rich men of the earth. And they're the ones who have brought Americans into total slavery. You really are. You're in slavery, whether you realize it or not. And because they run it, they can then bring about and tighten down the controls for, like, the Mark of the Beast system that's fasty coming. I don't know if you've all heard about silent weapons for quiet wars, kind of like the Iron Mountain Report, where they said that the evolution of the monetary system would end up totally computer-controlled and everyone would have a mark, either in their right hand or in their forehead if they're an amputee. If you don't have a head, you don't need a mark. I guess that's the way that works. Anyway, I was watching a YouTube. Yeah, go ahead, Larry. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to insert something right there that would fit. I was listening today to Fox talking about the Obamacare and how that the Democrats and the Republican are keeping Obamacare. McCain was pivotal in keeping Obamacare, and Obamacare has in it the chip every American.
Yes, and I think it's by 2020. That's their goal. They're shooting for 2020 when everybody will have to have it. And they're already working towards that. In most states, if you go in for a driver's license, I guess it varies from state to state, but here in Wisconsin, if you go in for a driver's license, they will ask you if you want the federal ID card. And by 2020, you will not be able to go into any federal, probably even they'll do it with the state. As well, any government facility without this card, you won't be allowed to. You see, this is how they squeeze down. Now, I kind of drifted here a little bit, but I wanted to bring this up for all those people who are Donald Trump lovers. Be careful. That's all I'm going to say. Support him while he's in office. Pray for him while he's in office. Watch him closely. Watch him very, very closely. Here's why I'm saying that. There was a guy on YouTube, and he's ranting about Trump, and he says, do you realize what the word Donald means? And I thought, and he presented it, and I thought, that can't be true at all. So when I was done with the video, I went on Google, and I Googled the name Donald and what it means. What does the word, the name Donald mean? And this is what it says: dark, stranger, ruler of the world. I'm not making it up, folks. That's what it says. That's what it means. When you call him the Donald, actually you're saying dark, stranger, ruler of the world. I just thought that should be passed on for what it's worth. But anyway, like I said, pray for him, support him, but watch him. Watch him very closely. And the reason I do say that is because, how do I word this? All of the things that are really dangerous to the American people, like NDAA, like FEMA camps, like how FEMA operates. And people should go in and Google FEMA and find out all about them. I did a video on them. Basically, it was Iron Mountain Blueprint for Tyranny. There's a lot about FEMA in there and all the other stuff. Anyway, it's just kind of fascinating to me that none of this stuff is being removed. To the contrary, it's being reinforced. And not only is it being reinforced, the surveillance state is really on a high-level march. And very, very soon, you will be totally controlled by the rich men of the earth. That is not being derailed. Now, I understand what this new... what do you think of this new Attorney General, Larry? I hear that he's going to really go after people, but I'm not going to believe it until I see it. What's your take on him?
Yeah, are you sure you're not from the Show Me State? What is that, Missouri? Anyway, it's kind of interesting. I don't know a lot about him other than I saw some information from Hal Turner and others, and I did post a little bit on my blog about him, and he's not a wimp. I mean, I saw him, I've got a picture and I put it on my blog of him lifting weights, and he's a tough guy. I mean, he's not no wimp. And so he even reminds me a little bit of a Donald Trump. I mean, you know, I know people will flip out at me saying that, but...
No, I think it's true. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He gives you that impression. When you just look at him, he gives you that impression that he'd just about soon as fight you as look at you, kind of like Trump. But, you know, and I know the world, that's not politically correct. And I think what they're going crazy about, the left, that is, that we're talking about, is the fact that Whitaker, that's his name, Matthew Whitaker, I think, or A.G.
Mm-hmm.
Whitaker, is the fact that he has now replaced Rosenstein as the supervisor of Mueller. And this is what is freaking these people out, because you remember Rosenstein, you know, he was running cover for the Mueller investigation.
Yes.
And that's been subverted now to some degree, and that's what the struggle's about. So I don't know. I would love to see Barry Rothman do a code on Whitaker. I really would.
Yeah, it would be interesting. And the other reason they might be afraid is actually they are going to try and put some of these people away. You know, I've heard this stuff about, oh, there's 50,000, what do you call those, indictments waiting in the wings, et cetera, et cetera. And I was reading an article, I think it was Mark Taylor, who said something about there's going to be a lot of vacancies in Washington because of all the people that are going to soon be removed. So I would hope that they would remove the evil people and maybe toss a few of them to the winds to satisfy the American people. But what's going on with these Democrats, Larry? They seem hell-bent to recapture as much as they can. They're working on two Senate seats. That would reduce the take to one for the Republicans. If they, Florida, and I think, what is it, Arizona is the other one, and Texas is up too, I guess. What have you heard?
They're struggling. Well, they're struggling with governorships, too, like the one in Florida and like the one in Atlanta, Georgia. They're trying to take the power back, and they're working hard at it. And of course, they have the House now, but they all they want the Senate, too. I mean, these people are just – it's like they're demonized, energized, if you will. Boy, and they don't put no ifs, ands, or buts about it. As someone else I know says, this is the classic, you know, socialist communist coup in progress.
Yes.
This is how they do the work.
Yeah. I wish more people would identify it for what it is. This is obviously, this is all the way the communists do their destabilization of a nation, and then they move in for the kill. And I think we're right on the edge of that, and it remains to be seen what Trump can and cannot do. I guess one would have to wait and see. That's why I say watch him carefully, because none of the stuff that's really dangerous to us has been removed. It's all been reinforced. And it's a serious business when the surveillance state is increasing so rapidly. And, you know, they're really, in essence, what they're talking about is the mark system. Because it's the only way you can get total control over the people. Anyway, let me read something here. This is a prophecy. And it starts out with a biblical quote: "Behold, the hour cometh, yea, is now come, that ye shall be scattered, every man to his own, and shall leave me alone. And yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me. These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world." That's John 16. "These things I have spoken unto you, that you should not be offended. They shall put you out of the synagogues. Yea, the time cometh that whosoever killeth you will think he doeth God service. And these things they will do unto you, because they have not known the Father nor me. But these things I have told you, that when the time shall come, you may remember I told you of them. And these things I said not unto you at the beginning, because I was with you." This is kind of interesting. This is, now comes the prophecy. "Wait and see, for the trouble will increase around you. Trouble will increase, but my spirit within you will enable you to withstand the winds that will be encompassing many of you, for the world's birth pangs are increasing." This is this is interesting wording. "I have said that in this world you would face tribulation, but I have also said not to fear, because I have overcome the world. I am he who would help you weather the storms. I am he who would walk beside you in all kinds of weather. But the world and everything in it is slowly slipping away. I tell you that truly you will go through all kinds of battles and a series of tribulations you have not faced before, but these must come so that you would be ready for the things ahead. For they will come to stretch you. They will come to prepare you. For indeed the world is passing away. Indeed the darkness will come, and it will encompass the earth. For the enemy is at work, and his minions seek to destroy everything that is good." Well, who are they? The communists, the socialists. That's who they are. These people, like Larry just said, they're demonically controlled. That's who they are. And they are working day and night to undermine everything that America once stood for. I read you the Communist Manifesto on one of the shows. I read you the Rothschild Manifesto, the New Age Manifesto. All of them are coming together. right now. This is what they want. They want to destroy you. That's what they're going to do. I think the prophecy very, very indicates that. I don't know who it is that's going to be at the helm, but from what I'm watching in Texas, Florida, Arizona, I think these people will stop at nothing. What do you think, Larry? I think they're out for blood.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. And some of the information and behind the scenes indicate that they'll do absolutely anything to take this total power back and take it away from Donald Trump. And that's the focus. That's the war that's going on at the moment.
Yeah, and it seems to be increasing rapidly. Everybody thought, well, maybe if it just came out the same way, or there was a big, huge red wave, which never transpired ever. There wasn't a blue wave either, not really. But I think the House vote show is a little more indicative of what the American people really think, because the House votes in the districts are much more, and they're scattered all over the United States. So when you watch what happened there with the communist Democrat vote, now some of these people ran as moderates. Some of them claimed they were moderates, and undercover stuff proved they weren't. But anyway, we've gone through that. What do you got, Larry? You have something from Barry, too, don't you?
No, not really, unless you wanted me to repeat that, have a new one from him. We did that on the last show.
Yep, that's right, that's right. Well, I'm getting old. My mind glitches out occasionally. Anyway, you guys all remember maybe this Boeing, this brand new Boeing 737 that crashed recently with, I think there were like 189 people on board. You all probably heard about that, but I wanted to read a comment somebody made about it. The whole story about there was a glitch in the systems and that's what made it crash. Here's what a guy says, and I can't tell you whether it's real or not. No, 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 no. This whole story is cover. The plane was remotely hijacked. Note that there was a test hijack the previous day to ensure success. There were 20 people on board from the finance ministry, all of them against the global banking mafia. Notice how planes often crash when there are high-value targets on board. When you see a plane crash, folks, try and find out who was on board first. If there were some really high-level people, you can almost bet that it was sabotaged. It happens way, way, way too often when there's really high-profile people on board that the world leaders don't want. Anyway, I just thought that was kind of interesting. In fact, you have a senator down there, wasn't it, Inhofe, who had a kind of a funny event with his aircraft, Larry?
Oh yeah, that's true. I remember that. I was working at Idabel Police Department when that happened, and that was under Bill Clinton's watch. Matter of fact, when Bill Clinton requested to see Hoffman, and so Hoffman took his plane and his propeller came off, and they said that's physically impossible. Just they don't come off of their own self. So after that, every time that Hoffman would land in Idabel, we would send officers to not only escort him. I worked security for him some, but not only escort him, but we had officers stand by his plane to watch it so it would not be tampered with or sabotaged. It got that bad, and that was under Bill Clinton.
Yeah, they were kind of experts at, aircraft accidents.
Well, that and also, yeah, during Bill Clinton's term of 8 years, a lot of people got run over by trains, too.
Yes, strange. Car accidents, heart attacks. Alternative 3 said they were hot jobs. We can get into alternative 3 because I want to get into this Mona Lisa and this alien spacecraft and the one that just came through. What was it, last year? This very strange looking
Ormamu is the name of it.
You said that you found an article. I haven't seen the article, but I did hear that they were thinking it was a probe, possibly. Can you elaborate on what you found out?
Yeah, as you said before at the beginning of the show, that we talk about these elongated objects, you know, which we found to either be cylinders generally or craft on the moon. There was recently one I put on my blog, a craft that was found in a canyon on one of the asteroids that came through, and this Oumuamua is one that's the one they call an extraterrestrial object or an interstellar object that comes through. In other words, what they're telling you basically is this doesn't belong in our solar system. This came from somewhere else. And they're finally now, I've seen two articles recently where scientists are saying that this thing is simply apparently a alien craft of some kind, an interstellar alien craft. And not only that, Stuart, they've already verified after it went by us, it's accelerating. Now, how does that happen? How does an asteroid begin acceleration?
You may remember that the bots some time ago said that a probe or visiting spacecraft would fly by the Earth. Now, I don't know if that's the one or whether it's something future we're going to see, but this thing that you're talking about looks almost identical to this one that they found in Apollo 20, which was a secret space program where they sent a bunch of astronauts to the moon to investigate a very elongated object that's clearly, very clearly, they got pretty sharp pictures of it, very clearly is some sort of a spaceship. It's huge. I mean, it makes a 747 or even a Titanic look like a little gnat. It's that big. It looks like it's disguised. Wouldn't you say that, Larry, that it kind of looks like it's disguised as sort of a, I don't know what you would call it, a loose cannon of rock floating through space?
Yeah, that's a whole lot what it looks like. And what's interesting is Barry Rothman did a Torah code, you remember, on that name, Oumuamua. And that's the name they gave it, and it is in the Torah code. And the Torah code, which is embedded in the Torah, the Israel, you know, the Torah, you know, the Hebrew, it indicates that it is a craft of some sort. So there you are. I mean, you know, I know it's hard to vet stuff like this because there's nobody, NASA, the government, any world leaders, there's nobody going to come out and tell you the truth. So you really can't vet it via the entities that, you know, people want you to use to vet it. You have to use it like I used to do in law enforcement. You just put together the dots or you put together the clues, and it'll paint a picture.
Yeah, and of course they murdered Bill Cooper. They went out and got rid of him because he was talking way too much. We did a video documentary called it Alternative 3. I don't know if people have heard about it, but the Jason group or the study group or whatever you want to call those people did a study on whether the world, basically, this is why they did it. Because of the scriptures about the world coming basically to be, it gets destroyed, virtually uninhabitable except for very few people. Isaiah talks about it as being mankind is as rare as fine gold, which means the after all this is over, very few people actually survive it. So what this study group did was to determine whether or not, through ancient documents and writings, whether it was true or not. In other words, all these prophecies of bad things happening at the end of the age, were they true? Was there enough evidence to prove that the probability of it being true was real? And they came up to the conclusion that yes, absolutely was real. And so they came up with three alternatives. And the third alternative was to have bases on the moon, on Mars, or wherever else they could find. And the Bible actually verifies that. It says that it uses the actually the red shield of Rothschilds, the money people. They're the only ones that can afford all this. And it says they build their nest in the stars. So the Bible does verify it, that alternative three probably is much more than just real. It's much, much deeper than people realize that it is. They have big bases on the Mars, and they have them on the backside of the moon. And I don't know if people remember, I can't think of his name. Do you remember his name? He was called in to, they'd had trouble with their photography equipment that NASA had sent to the moon, and they were taking all these pictures on the backside of the moon. And they had trouble with their photography equipment, so they called in this expert. I think his name was Carl something. Anyway, he claimed he went there, and he was shown while he was in there all these pictures of these bases on the backside of the moon. And some were ours, and some were aliens. In fact, I guess most of them were alien, weren't they, Larry?
Oh, that's correct. Yeah, and what's so interesting, Stuart, is the fact that your Tithonia, you know, clearly showed an ancient base and a more modern base built amongst the ancient there. It was very interesting, and there was even saucer craft at that base, and you had images that were, I believe you got them from JPL, I think.
Yes, got them from JPL, and we analyzed them. There's no question. There's intelligence on Mars, been there for a long time. Some of the buildings were extremely ancient. Some of it looked like Egyptian architecture. Some of it looked like Mayan architecture. Some of it was clearly our own architecture. And not only did we find buildings there that were kind of strange, we found them elsewhere too. And it's just amazing how people just ignore all of this stuff. But I believe that, how do I word this? Dr. Stephen Greer is still running, as far as I know, what he calls the Disclosure Project. And he has had people coming on who have witnessed all kinds of UFO activity that's covered up. But it's real. And these people, I mean, there's dozens of them who give testimony about how real this stuff is. The point I'm trying to make about this whole thing is that it's a deception. It's a delusion. It's part of the strong delusion that mankind is headed upwards through his technology and help from the fallen ones, and that's exactly who they are. They're fallen angels. They don't come from other planets in that sense. They're interdimensional creatures. The Bible more or less indicates that they're interdimensional creatures. The Bible tells you really that there's more than one dimension. We live in a multiverse. Our universe, even our universe, is extremely strange, and they're finding out all kinds of stuff about it. through CERN or hyper telescopes, if you want to call them that, are huge, microscopes that can magnify things thousands and thousands of times. So what they're doing is they're exploring basically the universe and how God constructed it. They're never going to find God the way they think they're going to find him. They hope to break through into his dimension. In fact, there's a guy that did some research on that, and he claims that we actually do try to storm heaven, which is kind of stupid, I think, because the Lord foreknows you're going to try and, you know, storm heaven, because he knows the beginning from the end. He's Alpha, he's Omega. And a lot of this stuff that we're seeing, or how do we call that, Larry? Would you call that, what's the word I want? Not clues necessarily, but a stepping stone towards revelation of the fallen ones to humanity, which they will then buy into. Am I wording that right?
Yeah, I think, you can call it symptoms of that, or you can call it, indicators, you know, that are indicating in that direction, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And what's interesting is the fact that, what they don't understand, for anybody that's human that wants to bombard heaven or attack heaven, they may make fun of Trump and his wall and Netanyahu and Israel's walls, but what they don't understand is God invented walls. There's one up there,
yeah,
too. You don't just get in. There's only a gate that he allows you through, but you don't bombard anything.
Yeah. We have a wall in our minds, actually. It's called a veil. And that's why humanity cannot see, or how do I word this? They cannot really see either side. They're aware that there's an evil part of a dimensional shift in there, but they also are aware that there's something else, God's side of it. And we kind of live in a gray zone. And the Lord came down here and gave us the means to get through the veil. And likewise, he's warned us, you better not be doing some of this stuff, or you wish you hadn't. That's called the evil part of it, kind of fooling around with all of this occult stuff. It's really dangerous to be fooling with it. What do you want to talk about on this Otumwa? If that is, in fact, a probe, and it's almost like the one on the moon where they found this woman, you brought up something about this new material. Can you get into some of that material? That actually, they've shown pictures of it. It looks identical to what she was wrapped in, this woman that they found on board this spaceship on the moon. Very weird.
Yeah, it's very interesting. And people, they can read it on my blog. I posted two pictures today. One image of what I'd received off of a blog news report about some new substance or new magical material called graphene. And you can read the article. There's a link on my blog, today's blog. November the 9th. And you can also see the images. And the image of the material, that's like a skin that someone would have on them. If you look at the image of Mona Lisa, that's the name given of the entity or the being that they found in this crashed ship on the moon. And they pull this stuff up from her body and wrapped around her neck. But if you look, Stuart, real close, it looks like the exact same material. Now, let me read this. The blog link's there. It says graphene is self-healing material. And there's also a question noted with this stuff. It says, is Satan Could he possibly have graphene in? And then it says Homer's Iliad, 3,000 years old, describes a primitive robot. I mean, there's a lot of weird stuff going on. The article also links to Isaiah 63, and I don't have it in front of me, so I can't quote it, but the wording basically is, why is your apparel red, your garments like one who tread the winepress? In other words, a certain color there. What are you wearing if your garments are a certain color? So it looks like there's some type of material. Now, what's so interesting in this is, let me read this real quick. ViewZone, this is something I got from ViewZone. It says, Mona Lisa's skin was protected by a thin, transparent, protective layer. Condition seemed not dead. Color of skin was blue-gray. Oh, there you go. There's your it's pastel blue. There is the exact color in Isaiah 63 talks about, right? It says Mona Lisa is on Earth now and not dead. And, of course, a guy named William Rutledge gave that information, who said he was involved in Apollo 20. And Apollo 20, there's some remote viewers that have remote viewed Apollo 20 and said it is real and the mission was real. And William Rutledge, by the way, lives in Africa now because he had to leave the U.S. because of his revelations on the combined Apollo 20 mission that was Russians and Americans on that mission. And it was a military mission, not NASA. You know, NASA only assisted in the military mission, so that's why it's secret. It's a black project. That's why you can't look it up, you know. But,
well, yeah, and we know that NASA's space shuttle has two. There's one for the public consumption, and then there's the military function. So,
and what
this was obviously one of the military functions. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say, Stuart, and what is really interesting, and people can believe this or just not believe it. You know, it doesn't bother me either way, but. When I saw the images years ago, actually, of Mona Lisa, I went into prayer about it after that time, and then I had a really strange dream given to me, and I saw this Mona Lisa individual following me in a dream, and I was moving around in this dream, and this individual was following me, and this is what's odd, Stuart, and I sent you a copy of the photo image that had been... on the internet that I just simply couldn't get off the internet, but I did it in another way, and I sent you a copy of it, and that is the image of the entity, as I call Mona Lisa, that was following me in that dream. That's what she looked like. You know, people can believe that or not.
Yeah, this is very, very, This strange stuff, and we're going to see a whole lot more very, very strange stuff going on. What we're witnessing is I put on the header for the show, basically, the description. We're watching the slow, how do I say, chaos and the implosion of humanity. And we're going to go down for a little bit and have trouble, but then if I'm reading it right, there is going to be an arrival and a new kind of a golden age will surface. And there was an ancient golden age when the so-called, the Native Americans called them the Star People or Star Nations People. And I don't know if you ever watched the X-Files. They did a lot with Native Americans on some of those things. And the reason was that Native Americans have a huge folklore about these Star Nation people. They're coming back, and it's a deception. That's the strong delusion of the Bible, that mankind is going to once again merge with the beings and aliens, extraterrestrials, whatever you want to call them, and merge with the cosmos. Mankind's a fallen creature. He's not going anywhere. I'm not saying they aren't going out there, but this strong delusion, and it's the only ancient book I found where it talks about this strong delusion, this arrival. And if you go back into the ancient writings, mankind back even in Genesis, the arrival of the gods, the sons of God, on Mount Hermon. Very, very interesting tales of what these entities really were and how the other ancient books talk about them. That set the human race up. When they come back, it completes it. That's why the Lord said, if you don't do what I tell you, you are going, you are absolutely going under this deception, and there's no way you can stop it. In fact, the Lord says this deception, this delusion, is so strong that it would fool or deceive the very elect. That's strong. When the Lord says he's going to give you a delusion, that's what he's talking about. That's why he says in Matthew chapter 7, if you hear my words and you do not do them, you're a foolish person. If you hear my words and do them, you're very wise. And what he's really talking about is avoiding this massive deception that's coming. Everything we're watching is starting to deteriorate. Earth changes. I got an article here, Larry. Earth's oceans are heating up way more than we thought. Well, I think I know why. It's volcanic activity underneath. But what's that going to do to the ocean currents?
Well, before I answer that, let me give you something else that dovetails into the strong delusion that you're talking about right there. I don't know if you saw it or not, and I hadn't had time to talk to you about it, but a new article out of Times of Israel and copied by the Yahoo News is, listen to this now. You know, and if you remember in the Jubilees or Jasher, I'm not sure which book it is, it talks about after the flood that they found, one of the children, I guess, found the writing in the rocks, carvings in the rocks, and they turned out to be spells or language of the fallen ones, you know, that was on there.
Yes.
Okay, listen to this. This is something brand new that the Times of Israel has released. It said, Book of Spells, Mysterious Magic Field Black Suitcase, given to Dr. Max Brodny in Moscow in 1959. Now, this doctor was a Russian rabbi, by the way. So he was given a black secret suitcase filled with spells, and they called it angel writing. It's known as angel writing. This has got to be, Stuart, fallen angel activity that, you know, the writings that were passed down from the fallen angels of how things operated and how to possibly circumvent the physics of this planet. But it says the angel writing and how to read scorpions, even from the Book of Spells in Moscow, 1959, was then sent to the U.S. and secretly moved to the National Library of Israel to be deciphered because some of the writing was in Hebrew. So what do you think, Stuart? That's part of the deception, isn't it? Angel writing. How about that?
Yeah, it's going to be such a deception that people are going to go into it. Project Bluebeam, you may remember there were going to be some earthquakes that would unlock and uncover findings that would be contradicting the Bible and actually reinterpreting it. That's exactly what Noyes of Phoenix Rising claims, that the fallen ones will bring proof with them. And the way she words it is the proof that they bring with them is so, how do I say, strong, maybe, or effectual, part of the strong delusion, that it'll prove that the Bible is not really true, and that they've totally misinterpreted it. And that this business about Adam and Eve is not true at all, and on she goes with it. And it all comes from these extraterrestrials and the so-called, we know who they are, they're interdimensional creatures. There's a guy over in overseas, he actually played a role in Close Encounters. He was the French guy. in that he wrote a book, and he said the evidence, all the evidence, when you pull it together, these people are demonics, they're fallen angels, and the human race is being deceived. And I believe that 100%. I mean, it's not that I haven't seen these things. I had a career of flying for years, and we saw some stuff that was unexplainable. But actually, when I was, oh, maybe 10 years ago, maybe 15 years ago, several UFO incidents took place. I mean, and and even Stan Dale has said, they got anti-gravity. They've had it for a long time. They backwards engineered all this stuff. But the normal person does not know anything about it. He said they're operating basically out of Antarctica. Dr. Peter Bader talked about it. He was an insider. He talked about these cosmospheres. Actually, they're freighters. They're huge things, bigger than what we've been talking about, that thing they found on the moon. These are huge freighters that are operating on the moon and operating on Mars, back and forth, supplying all this stuff. It's so far bizarre on a human scale, most people don't believe it. It's kind of like the underground tunnels. But now we have videotape from truckers who go for thousands of miles underground in these tunnels. Well, for a long time, everybody said that couldn't possibly be true. There's not underground tunnels anywhere. Well, yes, there are. We now have absolute proof of it. So the technology of the elite is so far beyond anything we know. And they are going to leave you and I, folks, out on the surface of the earth to face what's coming. Gets back to alternative three and escaping. But the Lord says, I don't care where you go. I don't care if you go to the moon. I don't care if you go to Mars. I don't care if you go to another star system. I don't care if you go into the oceans. I don't care if you go into the mountains. I'm going to come get you. You are not going to escape. I will find you, and I will destroy you. And this is something that the rich men of the earth just do not understand. They're dealing with the Lord. And they don't understand his agenda. They don't understand his power. As I often said, they forget the God factor. What else you got, Larry? We got about 3-4 minutes left.
Well, one thing I was going to mention, too, was the fact, you know, you had talked about people seem to be having an insanity virus or just simply going crazy.
Yes.
And I sent you something, a video the other day by Lois Vogel Sharp.
Yes.
Very interesting, because she says she was shown by the Lord that those entities, those evil entities, are here. And if you'll remember back, and I can't remember, I read it either in Jasher, I believe it was in the book of Jasher, and maybe Jubilees also, about how that after Noah had landed, and remember there was a new bunch of people coming up about that time, that these entities, these invisible entities, demons, were literally killing mankind. They were driving them insane and killing mankind. And I guess Noah went before the Lord and prayed, and the Lord locked a bunch of them up in maybe the abyss.
Yes. They're going to be released. Again, folks, you have power that Jesus Christ actually gave to every Christian. It's just that they don't exercise it. But you have tremendous powers over these entities. And people really need to exercise those powers, because it's going to get kind of scary for people who don't really realize what Jesus told them to do and how to do it, and that they had power to tread on scorpions and snakes and all this stuff, a reference actually to demonic powers. Anyway, any final word there, Larry? We got about a minute.
Well, I just tell people to keep the seatbelt fastened the rest of this month, it appears, and through December. It's going to be a very critical time, and we just need to be aware of our surroundings and prepared.
Yeah, and especially for what's coming up on the border. There's a lot of stuff we just don't know anything about, but there's going to be a lot of trouble on the borders, And I do believe that if they steal the elections, we'll probably go into some sort of a civil war over it. Anyway, thanks a lot, everyone, for listening. Heads up, your redemption draweth nigh. And don't let this stuff frighten you. Remember that Jesus said, be of good cheer. I have overcome the world, so you can too. Anyway, good night, everyone. Take care.